It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tanya Kulo with the Price City Library. It's back to school time. And, you know, they've got great things that always go on down at the library. Plus, they have great offerings. I mean, did you know that you could rent DVDs at the library? Audiobooks, computer usages down there at the library if you need to get on the internet for anything. So let's talk with Tanya and find out what's going on down there right now. Tanya, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Dave?
I am doing well. How are things going at the library right now?
Well, it was a very, very busy summer. We just finished our summer reading. It was a great success, and I just want to thank everyone who participated. We had great turnouts, and it was a hopping place at the library this summer, so that was great. Also, with school starting up, we've decided to start a Lego club for ages 8 to 12 years old. And we would like to do it on Mondays after the early release time. We're looking about 2 o'clock to 3, but we are willing to kind of see what everyone would like. So we'd like, if you're interested, to come into the library, sign up for your child to be in the Lego club. We have limited seats right now. This is our trial run. And we're hoping to start in the middle of September or the first part of October.
Okay, so if you've got an idea that your kid would love to be in this Lego club, head on down there, sign up for it, and then kind of feel out, you know, or talk to somebody there about what time would be best. If 2 to 3 works, then we're golden, right?
Right. And also, another exciting thing is, I guess you can take it exciting, the library has some free at-home COVID testing kits here that we are just giving away, one per person as well. And so if you're feeling under the weather or want to have one just on hand, you can come down, and we have those for a limited time also.
All right. And then, you know, I mentioned it a little at the beginning, but the library has so many other offerings. I mean, yes, you can go down there, you can check out a book, you can check out an audio book. But the one that I was always interested in and thought that it was great was, you guys rent DVDs.
We do. And we have a great selection. I think some of the exciting thing about that is that we carry a lot of the older movies that we want our children to see. So we check those out. And there's not a lot of places here to find some of those older movies. And so we have a great selection for that.
Well, and not only that, you've got a great selection of kids' movies as well.
Yes.
If you head downstairs to the kids' corner, there's movies in there that, you know, I think we talked about in the past that my kids that are now 20 years old remember watching as a kid, and they wanted to check them out.
Exactly. So we do have a great selection on DVDs. Also, I think we have a great selection for books, but also audio books. A lot of people like to travel, and these audio books, you do need to have a CD player in your vehicle. Now we're finding those far and few in between. But that you have those, you can travel. And instead of listening to the radio that gets kind of old, sorry, Dave, we have the audio books that the whole family can enjoy as you're traveling.
I totally agree with you. I do. It's kind of interesting to get a little knowledge and listen to a book while you're driving, especially on long trips, really.
Yes.
All right, what else have you guys got going on down at the library that people can just come in and use anytime?
Our free Wi-Fi. That's one of the best things here in the library also. You don't need a password. You can actually get the Wi-Fi out in the front where you park or over in the Peace Gardens and also in the library. So if it's a little warm outside or starting to get a little colder, it's nice to come in, sit at one of our tables, be able to watch Main Street as people are going up and down the street, and enjoy the Wi-Fi that we offer here.
Always great things going on down there. Do you offer story time for younger kids in the fall?
Yes, we do. We do. We just, like I said, we just finished our summer reading, but our story time continued to go during the summer and also in the winter. And this is a great time to join us. A lot of our kids that were coming before have now moved on to kindergarten or preschool. And so we have a few new kids that are coming, but it's really exciting to see them. We meet on Mondays and Wednesday at 11 a.m. We usually have a story, an activity, crafts, and then we also have the crafts, the extra crafts that we have. We send those home as take and makes. So if you just want to stop on into the library and say, could I get a take and make for my children, we give those. We just hand those out, and so they can do a craft at home.
All right. And then another thing, before we get out of here, another thing, if someone needs a computer for internet access and that or that kind of thing, you guys have that there as well, do you not?
We do, and we also have a printer, 10 cents a sheet to print, and we have, you just need a library card to be able to use the computer, which those are very easy to get, and we also have, I didn't want to forget about Libby, is also a downloadable program you can put onto your phone or your tablet and be able to listen to books or read books on there. And Libby has a great selection of books also
it's
on
like,
there.
It's like having the power of the Price City Library in the palm of your hand.
Exactly.
It's a great program. My wife and I use it all the time.
Oh, good.
All right, Tanya, thank you so much. Now, I know you guys have a great Facebook page that you keep up to date, but if anybody wants to give you a call down there and talk about what's going on, what's the number?
636-3188.
All right. Tanya Kulo with the Price City Library, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.